I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, and floods. Natural disasters often dominates much of the news today. Now, northern Minnesota has had its share of these over the years, and especially fires. One of the most devastating and remarkable of these was the Great Hinckley Fire of September 1st, 1894, and that story is told at the Hinckley Fire Museum. If you're not familiar with Hinckley, it's located about halfway between the Twin Cities and Duluth on Interstate 35. The museum is located, fittingly enough, across the street from the current Hinckley Fire Department, and it's housed in the old railroad depot, which was rebuilt after the fire in 1894. When I arrived at the museum, I talked with a volunteer to tell me a little bit more about what I could see here.
Well, my name's Carl Jardine. I've been volunteering here for about 6-7 years now. This is a first-class depot. The first depot was built in 1870, and then the fire came through, and they built this one in 1894, December 1st. They had it up and running in less than 3 months. I had the tracks fixed within 3-4 days, so the trains were moving through here, but we didn't have a depot at that length of time. And this, a little bit about the fire, this took out 480 square miles, six towns, and killed over 400 people in less than 4 hours. They could see the flame as far away as Mason City, Iowa.
Yes, you heard correctly. Over 300,000 acres burned in just 4 hours, and the flames were seen for over 200 miles away. Now, to put this into some perspective, the 2011 fire in the Boundary Waters burned about 93,000 acres, less than one-third the area, and that took 9 weeks. The term firestorm is thrown around a lot, but there are few true firestorms. Hinckley was one of them. Because of unique meteorological conditions, it generated heat over 2,000 degrees and created its own weather, including fireballs and tornadoes of fire, moving incredibly fast. Through exhibits and films, the story of these 4 hours come alive, and there are remarkable stories of survival. People who laid down in shallow marshes with only their faces sticking above 18 inches of water, mud, and muck. Others sought refuge in rivers and were burned by the scalding water. There were heroes such as the railroad engineers who drove their trains through flames to bring people to safety, including one who drove his train over a burning 150-foot trestle over the Kettle River seconds before it collapsed. And there are also stories of tragedy, such as several people who escaped the flames by hunkering down in wells, only to be suffocated as the fire consumed all of the oxygen. Carl told me a story of another hero who lost his life.
That doorway over there now, where it says agent's office, he had business in St. Paul that day, so he went to St. Paul with his family, and he left Tommy Dunn in charge. Tommy Dunn was a 25-year-old telegraph operator, very dedicated, hard-working young man. He saved a lot of lives by being on the telegraph, but the very last thing he typed out was, "I think I have waited too long." He saved a lot of lives, but he wasn't able to save his own life.
The fire claimed the life of a celebrity of sorts. Listed among the dead is one Boston Corbett, the man who shot and killed John Wilkes Booth, Abraham Lincoln's assassin. The museum also hosts a rather unique art exhibit. Each year, a class from the University of Minnesota Art Department comes to the museum, does research on the fire and its effects on the people. The students then create works of art, focused on contemporary reflections of the tragedy. The exhibit is replaced each year by the next class's work. I found it to be one of the more interesting parts of the museum. Hinckley did recover and rebuild, and that story is told here as well. Across the parking lot, there is a recovery house, which Carl told me a little about.
We got a replica of the relief house. That house was built for the people that survived but lost a home. The one we have out here is for a family of four. It's a 16 by 24. And they'd also get basic furnishing and 3 months of food rations. And there is still a few of them in this town, but you would never know it because they've been added on to.
After visiting the museum, I traveled a mile or so east to a cemetery where you'll find a monument to those who died. It sits a few feet south of four long pits, where 248 of the over 400 victims were buried. All in all, I found it a fascinating story and well worth a visit.
I fell into a ring of fire.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.